Hall of Famer, three-time Super Bowl champion, 13-time Pro Bowler, member of the 95.7 The Game family, ladies and gentlemen, the great Jerry Rice, joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Jerry, good morning. Thanks for joining us. How was your weekend?
Oh, fantastic, guys. How you guys doing?
We're doing great, and we appreciate your time, as always. Let's bring you right into the conversation. Eli Manning, 15 years in the NFL, two Super Bowls, but a lot of highs with a lot of lows. Do you see him as a Hall of Famer?
No.
Even with the two Super Bowls?
No, I don't see Eli as a Hall of Famer. Drew Brees, yes, I do.
You look at some of the guys around him, though, Jerry, on the all-time passing list, and everybody in his company is a Hall of Famer. Do we sometimes get too caught up in numbers when we're looking to decide who goes to Canton and who doesn't?
I think so, you know, because, you know, when I'm judging a player, you know, I'm looking what he brings to the table. And what I see with Eli Manning, there is not consistency. Yes, he has two Super Bowls, but then you look at Drew Brees and what he has accomplished and all of that. And I think in yardage now, he's the leader. And he's doing great things for that team. And that team is getting better as they go. You can tell he's a great leader. And, you know, he makes everybody better around him. So, you know, I would think that Drew Brees is going to be a shoe-in. Eli, there's a chance of him getting in, but I'm not going to say he's a true Hall of Famer.
Interesting, Jerry. I totally know how this game is really weird when you think about who's a Hall of Famer, who is and who's not. If you look at Eli, Phillip Rivers, Matthew Stafford, just which of those three gets in? If you had to put those in order, Matthew Stafford, where he's at in Detroit, you look at his numbers, look at Phillip Rivers, never won a Super Bowl, and Eli, who's got the best chance, and what's that order if you had to do that?
You know, that's why it's so difficult for the committee to have to decide on that. You know, Phillip Rivers, what he's doing with the Chargers, and this guy's been around a long time. And he's been very productive, but no Super Bowl. So are you going to base that around, you know, accomplishments and stuff like that? Or are you going to, you know, try to see what they bring to the table and how they inspire their teammates to go out and play better? My dogs are driving me crazy right now, guys. Sorry about that. You know, I had the door closed because, when I talk to you guys, man, I want to be completely focused on everything, and it's a little difficult with these guys running around.
Jerry, to be honest with you, we're never focused on anything here, so you really fits the bill. Don't worry too much about it. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1, KGMZ San Francisco, the radio home of the Golden State Warriors. Welcome to your 8 o'clock hour. Jerry Rice, the greatest of all time, joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Before we jump...
But can I tell you guys one thing?
Of course.
I'm going to be honest with you because I didn't know for sure that I was going to be into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I was honest about that, and I remember I was sitting there and I was just waiting. But, you know, it was almost like when I got drafted, it was the same thing because I just had that doubt. And I didn't know exactly what was going to happen. And seriously, I didn't want to be let down. So you never know, you know, when you're going to get that call. But I was very fortunate to get the call with Emmitt Smith and some of my other inductees.
Jerry, that's like Brad Pitt wondering if he's going to end up getting the girl's number at the end of the night.
Exactly.
Like,
come on, Jerry.
The resume was there.
I'm being serious, guys. I'm serious.
Take us through what's going through your mind as you were waiting for that announcement.
Goat.
What about your game were you critiquing that you thought may keep you out of Canton?
I just felt like maybe I hadn't done enough, you know, because I felt like there was still more to come for me, and I still loved the game, and I played the game at a very high level. It was only one direction I knew, and it was all about 100%. And that was leading my teammates, being a good example during practice, and also, you know, during the football games and also off the football field. So, I just felt like, you know, I had more to give, and I was happy to get the call. And, I remember I just burst out into tears because, you know, because you just never know, and you just don't want to have that letdown just in case you're not, you know, your name is not called.
Jerry Rice here on 95.7 The Game. Borderline Hall of Famer, apparently, who eked his way. He was able to get in over the hump at the last moment.
Questionable call.
And congrats to that, Jerry. I'm glad.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys.
Yeah, I
mean, let us be the first to congratulate you.
Yeah, yeah. Now that we can safely say that you are actually, that you did actually make it.
Thank you.
Jerry, tough to segue from a Hall of Fame career to a two-win team, but we must, and that's why someday I hope to be in the Radio Hall of Fame. But Nick Mullins, Jerry, when you look at the adjustments that they're going to make, the Giants are going to adjust to Nick Mullins. How does Kyle Shanahan then adjust Nick Mullins so he's ready to go in his second start?
Well, I think with Nick Mullins, you just have to, you know, just let this guy continue being himself. And what I like about him is his quick feet. Dan, I like, you know, he's not the ideal size. He doesn't have the arm strength. But he has a rapid setup and release. And then, you know, also I think his strengths are that, you know, the crossing routes, the slants and all those plays. But, you know, you just got to let this guy, you know, keep being himself and just call good plays for him.
What do you, Jerry, when you're looking at the Niners and what they've been able to accomplish with not one but two, now they're on their third quarterback. Is it tonight? Would you expect to see play action? And if they are going to go to play action, how would you set that up?
Well, you know, Lo, you know, with play action and stuff like that, you got to run the football. So, you know, they got to be able to establish the run first. Now you get that extra guy down in the box. Now you can go play action. So I'm expecting a little bit of everything, to be honest with you, because, you know, the Niners, they have nothing to lose. They're going against the Giants. It's Monday Night Football. And you want to see what this guy, Nick Mullins, is all about. You know, yes, he had a great game against the Raiders, but is he going to back that up against the Giants? And that's really what I'm waiting to see.
Our conversation with Jerry Rice is presented by the 2019 U.S. Open Championship at Pebble Beach. Tickets available at usopen.com. Be there. Jerry, what do you think of Odell Beckham Jr.? If the Niners want to win this game tonight, they're going to have to find a way to limit Odell Beckham from destroying them as he's done to other teams in the past. What do you think of him as a wide receiver? Who do you compare him to, and how difficult is he to defend?
You know, I think he's very difficult to defend. He runs good routes. He can make incredible catches. But, you know, I think the thing is you want to take a player like that out of the game. And I remember when I played the game back in the day, they would double me from the start, and I had to be very patient and wait for John Taylor or for Brent Jones to open me up. So, you know, now, you know, I think the Niners, they have to do the same thing. They need to take him out and see if he's going to be patient. You know, a lot of those playmakers, they're not patient. You know, they get frustrated. Then they start causing problems, you know, on the sidelines because they want the football and all of that. So, you know, I think the most important thing is to take him out. Don't let him make big plays. And if you can do that, you have a good chance of winning that football game.
Be interesting to see if they put Sherman on him even when Odell Beckham Jr. goes to the other side of the field.
The only thing about that, I haven't seen, you know, Sherman, Richard Sherman, just follow anyone all over the field. You know, and I remember, you know, like, you know, with Dion, you know, it was like Daryl Green. It's like if you knew that, hey, this is the guy that's going to be following me all over the field. And it's up to me to, you know, run good routes and get open. So, you know, I haven't seen Richard Sherman go from side to side or if he's going to be on Odell Beckham the entire time.
Defensively, do you think the Niners should come after Eli? We know he's kind of statuesque. Is this a team that, or you look at the offensive line, the Giants, that is, and their line hasn't shown that they can protect. So do you compromise in the integrity of the secondary by blaming corner cats and different guys, or do you just sit back and say, get home by four?
No. I think the thing is, you know, against the Raiders, that defensive line, they showed a side of themselves that we haven't seen all season long. So I think they want to continue that. I think they want to continue rushing the quarterback. So Eli is the guy tonight that, you know, they need to unravel just a little bit to make him feel uncomfortable back there in the pocket. And we know with Eli, if you put pressure on him, he's going to, you know, he's going to throw some errant throws. He's going to turn the ball over. So I think the Niners, they have to stick to their game plan, be hungry tonight, put pressure on him, and also cause some turnovers.
The great Jerry Rice with us here on 95.7 The Game. I'm not sure if you saw it yesterday, but you, prior to yesterday, were the only 41-year-old in NFL history to record a reception. There had been no one else of that age, and then someone else caught you yesterday. Did you see who it was?
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady. You and Tom Brady are the only two 41-year-olds in NFL history with a reception. What do you think about him creeping up on you like that?
Nah, it's okay, but it's a testament to his durability and all that. The only thing is when he caught that pass and he was trying to run with the ball, that scared me.
You see him fall down. He's not really doing wide receivers a lot of justice, Jerry.
The one he fell down and he tripped over himself. But but it just shows that the guy, he's a competitor. And I remember when I was in my 40s, you know, I felt like I still had some football in me. So, I think Tom is thinking about being around for a long, long time.
There was more yuck than yak in that catch for Tom Brady based on his ability to get tripped up by the yard marker. Jerry, with this Giants-Niners game, the rivalry, it's got to bring back some fond memories of your time against the Giants. Are there any games or any plays or any memories that stand out about your time for the Niners against Big Blue?
Well, the only thing about Big Blue is I hated playing in their stadiums, and they would always warn us about, you know, keeping your helmets on because you had fans throwing batteries and everything, and it was a very hostile environment in the Meadowlands. But it was something that we lived up to, and I think Bill Walsh, he always said this. He said, look, you go in there and you take the fans out of the game. So we wanted to jump on the opponent early, and where, you know, the crowd is a little bit quieter, and now we can just focus on what we want to do on the football field. But yeah, very hostile environment, big time rivalry. We didn't like each other, and it was a very physical game. Lawrence Taylor and all those guys, we went pretty much after each other.
Hall of Famer, three-time Super Bowl champion, 13-time Pro Bowler, and member of the 95.7 The Game family, the great Jerry Rice, with us here on 95.7 The Game. Jerry, we always appreciate the time. Thank you so much. Enjoy the game tonight.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys, and let's go Niners.
At Giant Eagle, you may have spotted the Stacker. With uncanny MyPerks ability, she stacks up the perks to choose either dollars off or up to 20% off her entire grocery bill. The Stacker, stacking up huge savings with MyPerks. Find your MyPersonality and transform your shopping into free gas and groceries. Full details at GiantEagle.com/MyPerks. Perks cannot be earned or redeemed on select items. Restrictions apply.